All right, Dogeheads, strap yourselves in. It's time for the Daily DOGE Report. That's right, your favorite duo is back. It's me, Caleb, your conservative compass, here with the brilliant Grace, ready to navigate the swamp.
Glad to be back for Series 2.
And we're diving headfirst into the deep end, picking up where we left off. President Trump back in the White House, Elon Musk at the helm of DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. You know, it's almost like a real-life sequel to one of those action movies.
Mm-hmm.
Only this time, the explosions are happening in the federal budget.
Things haven't slowed down, that's for sure.
Slowed down. Grace, they've hit the accelerator. 6 weeks in, and DOGE is already making shockwaves. We're talking about $65 billion in identified spending cuts. Billion. With a B.
It's a pretty significant sum.
Significant. It's a revolution. I can just picture those Democrats somewhere in a dimly lit room, fanning themselves and muttering about the end of days.
It certainly represents a change in how the government's spending money.
Change. It's a complete 180. So, Grace, walk us through it. Where's all this fat hiding in the budget? Because, you know, I haven't seen my taxes go down yet.
Well, for starters, they're looking at the government's real estate. Apparently, the government owns enough empty buildings to cover something like 140 city blocks in Manhattan.
140 city blocks. Just imagine the waste that was happening in those buildings.
They're selling these unused properties to save on costs and generate revenue.
Now, that's just smart business. You know who's not happy about this, though? All those government employees who use those empty offices for, you know, their extended lunch breaks and working from home.
Then there's the issue of software. All those licenses and subscriptions.
You mean subscriptions to Government Waste Monthly and how to avoid actually working online courses. I knew it.
I can't comment on the specifics of the subscriptions, but DOGE is canceling the unnecessary ones, and that, surprisingly, saves millions.
Death by a thousand cuts. But for wasteful spending, I like it. And don't forget, the programs DOGE is scrutinizing. They're taking a long, hard look at things like some of those DEI initiatives and climate-related programs.
Right. These cuts reflect the Trump administration's policy shifts.
It's like finally cleaning out the attic, getting rid of all that junk that's been collecting dust for decades.
DOGE is also restructuring USAID. That's the Agency for Foreign Aid, a complete overhaul.
You mean an approach that doesn't involve throwing billions of dollars at countries that frankly don't like us very much?
Mm.
Now that's an idea I can get behind.
It seems like the goal is making sure that foreign aid is actually effective and serves American interests.
No more lining the pockets of corrupt officials. We've seen enough of that. But okay, let's get to the really good stuff. The part that probably has half of Washington sweating bullets.
Mm.
DOGE is encouraging resignations. And wait for it, the layoffs.
That's right, streamlining the workforce. Keeping the essential people and letting go of those who, well, let's just say they might not be pulling their weight.
You mean those folks who spend more time updating their Facebook status than actually, you know, serving the American people?
Draw your own conclusions. But it's a controversial move. They've been facing legal challenges and pushback from Congress.
Shocker.
Mm.
The Democrats aren't too happy about the idea of a smaller, more efficient government. I mean, how else are they going to buy votes?
They have concerns. Data security, DOGE's authority to make these changes, lack of transparency.
Come on, they'd complain if DOGE cured cancer. Fiscal responsibility just isn't in their vocabulary. They like things bloated, inefficient, easy to exploit.
Well, whatever their motives, it raises questions. How is DOGE going to make sure data is secure? How are they going to be transparent?
Grace, you're starting to sound like one of them.
Just playing devil's advocate here. It's good to consider all sides.
Okay, fair enough. But you don't need a PhD in political science to see what's really going on. The Democrats are scared. They're scared of losing their grip on power. And they'll do anything to stop DOGE. But you know what? They've underestimated Elon Musk. That man is not afraid of a fight. He's not afraid to shake things up.
That's for sure. Speaking of shaking things up, what about those emails Musk sent to federal employees?
What did you do last week? Emails. Pure genius. I bet those emails caused more panic in Washington than a vegan chili cook-off at the White House.
Mm.
Imagine actually having to account for your time when you're used to coasting on taxpayer dollars.
It was a bold move. The goal, holding federal workers accountable and maybe, just maybe, finding those elusive ghost employees.
You mean people who get paid to do nothing? Sounds like every haunted house needs a few ghosts.
It's just a theory, not confirmed. But, you know, it gets people's attention.
And it exposes the waste and inefficiency that's been going on for way too long.
There was some controversy, though. Some agencies weren't happy about the emails.
Probably because those employees were too busy binge-watching Netflix and playing Candy Crush to actually, work.
Well, some agencies, like the FBI and the State Department, push back. Data security issues, the possibility of sensitive information being leaked.
The irony. These are the agencies that can't seem to keep our data safe from hackers,
Yeah.
and now they're worried about Elon Musk seeing their weekly to-do list.
I mean, their concerns weren't entirely unfounded. The initial emails didn't exactly specify what information was considered sensitive.
That's Elon for you. Not exactly known for subtlety, but at least he's trying, right?
He is. And in response to the pushback, he clarified it wasn't a performance review. They're protecting sensitive information.
Elon to the rescue.
He even said, if you're working on classified stuff, just reply, all my activities are sensitive.
Classic Elon. Always a workaround. So do the agencies finally cooperate.
Most did. Most federal employees responded, although in some agencies, supervisors compiled the responses for their teams.
So much for individual accountability, huh? But still, it's something. At least they know someone's watching. That those days of endless coffee breaks might be over.
It's a step toward transparency and accountability, for sure.
And a little bit of fear is a powerful motivator. I bet those bureaucrats are actually showing up on time now.
One can hope. But DOGE isn't just focused on USAI and those emails.
Oh, good. Tell me they're uncovering more skeletons in the government's closet.
Well, they've got their sights set on other programs like certain DEI and climate initiatives.
Oh boy, the left's sacred cows. They must be having a meltdown over this.
There's definitely pushback. Some people think those programs are essential. Cutting DEI, they say, could be bad for diversity and inclusion in the government.
Diversity and inclusion. That's just code for hiring unqualified people based on their skin color or who they're attracted to. And climate change. Well, let's just say I'm not losing sleep over the world ending tomorrow because we didn't all buy electric cars.
I get your point of view, but there are other arguments. A lot of people genuinely believe these programs are doing good.
Right, and I believe in unicorns. But let's be realistic, Grace. The government has wasted billions on these programs with nothing to show for it. It's time to cut them loose and focus on things that matter.
DOGE seems to agree with you there.
And they have the data to prove it. Billions in potential savings just by cutting the waste and streamlining things.
True, but there can be unintended consequences when you cut programs.
Like what? A more efficient government.
Well, it could lead to job losses, fewer services, maybe even pushback from people who relied on those programs.
You know what? I'm willing to take that chance. I think the benefits of a smaller, more efficient government are worth the risk.
It's a common sentiment.
And it's about time. The American people are tired of their money being wasted. They want a government that works for them, not against them. That's what DOGE is trying to do.
They're certainly making some bold moves.
Bold. This is practically a revolution. They're taking on the swamp, the people who have been feeding off the taxpayers for too long. And you know what? I think they might actually win.
It's still early, but the initial results are promising. They've identified billions in savings, and they're just getting started. But let's not forget about the politics of it all.
You mean the Democrats are going to fight this tooth and nail? Oh, I know they will. They'll use every trick in the book to stop DOGE. Hearings, investigations, maybe even try to impeach Trump again.
It could happen.
But I think they've underestimated the American people. People are fed up, they want change, and they're ready to fight for it.
It's an interesting time to be following politics.
Interesting. It's exhilarating. It's David versus Goliath, except David has an efficiency calculator and a Twitter account, and Goliath is a bloated bureaucracy with a spending problem.
And we're here to give you a front row seat to the whole thing.
That's right. We'll be analyzing the moves, explaining the jargon, and calling out the hypocrisy, because that's what we do. We bring you the truth, even when it's uncomfortable.
Always. But before we continue, just a quick reminder, this podcast is produced by a service-disabled veteran and a proud member of the Wounded Warrior Project.
That's right. We believe in serving our country, both on the battlefield and in the media. And we rely on your donations to keep this show going. So if you like what we do, if you believe in our mission, please consider donating. Every dollar helps.
You can find the donation link on our website and keep those emails and tweets coming. We love hearing from you.
And spread the word. Tell your friends, your family, that neighbor who still thinks Hillary is going to run in 2028. We need everyone on board the DOGE train.
It's a journey worth taking, a journey toward a more efficient, accountable, and responsible government.
And a journey that's going to be full of surprises. Muckle up, Doge heads, and enjoy the ride.
We'll be back after a short break to talk about the long-term impacts of all of this. Stay tuned. So ready to hear more about how DOGE is tackling the swamp?
Absolutely. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What are some of the specific things they're going after? I want all the juicy details.
Well, we talked about USAID before. DOGE wants to completely overhaul the agency. They think it's a prime example of government waste.
And let's be honest, USAID's had its share of scandals and questionable spending in the past. Time for someone to clean house.
They've already found over $5 billion in potential savings there.
$5 billion. Wow. That's enough to buy every American, well, maybe not that much. But it's definitely enough to make a dent in the debt. So what are they cutting, Grace? Spill the beans.
It's not just about cutting, though. They're also trying to make things run smoother, cut overhead costs, and make sure the aid actually gets to the people who need it, you know, serves a real purpose, something that helps American interests.
So they're cutting the fat, trimming the waste, and making sure every dollar counts.
That's the idea. But, you know, not everyone's happy about it.
Really? Who? The bureaucrats about to lose their cushy jobs and their taxpayer-funded coffee breaks.
There have been legal challenges, people questioning whether DOGE even has the power to make these kinds of changes.
Ah, the classic leftist tactic. Can't win with logic, so sue. Mm.
Some of the lawsuits raise valid points, though, about fairness and whether DOGE is overstepping its boundaries.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Fairness probably translates to, let's stall as long as possible so we can keep wasting money.
But the lawsuits do highlight how complicated government reform is. It's not as easy as just snapping your fingers. Laws, politics, and of course, the bureaucracy fighting back every step of the way.
You're telling me. But I think DOGE is up to the task. Elon Musk, you know, he's a force to be reckoned with.
That's true. Speaking of Elon Musk, let's get back to those what did you do last week emails.
Yes, the emails that sent shivers down the spines of every lazy government worker. I bet those emails were more effective than a triple espresso shot at getting people to show up for work on time.
We mentioned some agencies weren't thrilled about them.
You mean they didn't appreciate being asked to justify their existence? Shocking.
Well, several, like the FBI and the State Department, they pushed back, worried about data security, you know, sensitive information getting out.
Oh, the irony. These are the agencies that can't even keep our personal data safe from hackers. But now they're suddenly worried about Elon Musk seeing what they did last week.
Well, their worries weren't completely unfounded. The first emails weren't very clear about what was considered sensitive information.
Well, that's Elon, not exactly known for being delicate. Mm. But hey, at least he's trying to change things.
He is. And he did respond to the pushback, clarified that the emails weren't performance reviews, that they were taking steps to protect sensitive information.
Elon to the rescue again.
He also said, you know, if you're working on top secret stuff, just reply, all my activities are sensitive.
That's our Elon, always finding a creative solution. So, did they cooperate in the end?
Most did. Most federal employees responded, though some agencies had supervisors collect the responses for everyone.
So much for individual accountability, I guess. But, hey, it's a start. At least they know someone's watching. Those days of endless coffee breaks might be over.
It's a move towards transparency and accountability, that's for sure.
And let's be honest, a little fear is a powerful motivator. I bet those bureaucrats are actually showing up on time now.
Oh, we can only hope. But DOGE isn't stopping with USAE and those emails.
Good. Spill it. What other skeletons are they uncovering in the government's closet?
They've been looking at other programs, some of those DEI initiatives, climate programs, that sort of thing.
Oh, now they're poking the left's sacred cows. I bet the Democrats are losing their minds over this.
There's been pushback, for sure. People who think those programs are really important. They say cutting DEI could be bad for diversity and inclusion in government.
Oh, come on. Diversity and inclusion, that's just a fancy way of saying they want to hire people based on their race or who they date, not their qualifications. And climate change. I'm not convinced the world is going to end tomorrow because we don't all drive electric cars.
Well, I get where you're coming from, but there are other viewpoints, too. Many people believe these programs are actually making a difference.
Right, and I believe I can fly. But let's be real, Grace. The government's wasted billions on these programs with little to show for it. Time to cut them loose and focus on what matters.
Seems like DOGE agrees with you there.
And they have the numbers to prove it. Billions in potential savings just by cutting the waste and making things run better?
True, but cutting programs can have downsides too, things you don't always expect.
Like what? An actually efficient government.
Well, it could mean job losses, fewer services, maybe even backlash from people who depended on those programs.
You know what? I'll take that risk.
Yeah.
the benefits of a smaller, leaner government are worth it.
It's a view a lot of people share.
And it's about time. The American people are tired of their money being wasted. They want a government that works for them, not against them. That's what DOG is trying to do.
They're definitely making some bold moves.
Bold. This is practically a revolution. They're taking on the swamp, the people who've been feeding off the taxpayers for way too long. And you know what? I think they might actually win.
It's early, but the first signs are promising. Billions in potential savings. And they're just getting warmed up. But let's not forget about the political side of things.
You mean the Democrats are going to fight this every step of the way?
Oh, I know they will. They'll pull out every trick in the book to stop DOGE.
Mm-hmm.
Hearings, investigations, maybe even try to impeach Trump again.
Could happen.
But I think they're underestimating the American people. People are fed up, they want change, and they're not afraid to fight for it.
It's an interesting time in politics, that's for sure.
Interesting. This is exciting. It's like David and Goliath. Except David's got an efficiency calculator and a Twitter account, and Goliath is a bloated bureaucracy that can't stop spending.
And we're here to give you a front row seat.
That's right. We'll be analyzing every move, explaining the jargon, and calling out the hypocrisy. Because that's what we do, folks. We give you the truth, even when it's uncomfortable.
Always. But before we go any further, just a reminder, this podcast is brought to you by a service-disabled veteran, a proud member of the Wounded Warrior Project. That's right. We believe in serving our country, whether it's on the battlefield or in the media. And we rely on your donations to keep this show going. If you like what you hear, if you believe in what we're doing, please consider donating. Every dollar makes a difference.
You can find the donation link on our website and keep those emails and tweets coming. We love hearing from you.
And tell everyone you know, friends, family, your neighbor, who still thinks Hillary's going to run in 2028, we need everyone on board the DOGE train.
It's a journey worth taking, a journey towards a more efficient, accountable, and responsible government.
A journey that's going to be full of surprises. So buckle up, Dogeheads, and get ready for the ride.
Okay, so we've talked about the cuts, the emails, the lawsuits, but what does it all mean? What's the end game here?
Yeah, Groose, what's the big picture? Are we actually going to get a government that works for the people instead of against them?
Well, I think whether DOGE succeeds or fails, it could really change how the U.S. government works in the future.
So you're saying we might actually get a government that, you know, actually works for us, the people, instead of against us.
It's possible. If DOGE can prove that a smaller, more efficient government is possible without cutting essential services, it could be a model for future administrations.
Imagine that. A government that doesn't spend more than it has, that doesn't try to control every little thing we do, that actually respects our freedom. Sounds too good to be true.
It's definitely a vision that appeals to a lot of Americans. But we have to be realistic. There are challenges.
Challenges, like the Democrats trying to sabotage everything DOGE does.
And that's definitely a factor. But it's also hard to change how the government works. Bureaucracy, you know, it's like a stubborn mule. It's not going to change overnight.
It's like trying to turn a battleship around in a swimming pool.
Mm.
It takes time, patience, and a lot of willpower.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I have faith in Elon Musk. He's pretty good at making the impossible happen.
That's true. But even if DOGE hits all its goals right now, there's no guarantee those changes will last.
You mean like, what happens when Trump isn't president anymore? Will the next person just undo everything DOGE did?
It's a valid concern. They could decide to go back to the old ways.
That's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
All this work, all this progress, just to have it all thrown away by some future president who thinks the government should be everything to everyone.
That's why it's important for DOGE to not just change things, but to make those changes stick.
How do you even do that? How do you change how an entire bureaucracy thinks?
It's tough, but I think it starts by showing people the real benefits of a more efficient government. Lower taxes, fewer regulations, more innovation, a stronger economy. Those are things everyone can get behind, no matter what their politics are.
You're right. People need to see that a smaller government doesn't mean less opportunity or fewer services. It means the opposite. More freedom, more prosperity, a government that actually works for us, not against us.
It's a strong argument.
And I think it's an argument that the American people are ready to hear. I really believe we're at a turning point. People are sick of things the way they are. They're sick of their money being wasted. They want change, and they're willing to fight for it.
DOGE is definitely tapping into that.
And they're doing it in a way that's bold, effective. They're not afraid. to go against the grain, to shake things up, to make people a little uncomfortable. And that's what we need right now. We need a government that's not afraid to take on the status quo, to stand up to the special interest, to put the people first.
It's a good goal. Whether DOGE succeeds or not, they're definitely going to leave their mark on American politics.
They've already made history, Grace. They've shown that it is possible to fight back against the bureaucracy, to cut the waste, to make the government work for the people again. That's a legacy worth celebrating.
It is. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into DOGE.
But before we go, we want to remind our amazing listeners that this show is a labor of love, produced by a service-disabled veteran, a proud member of the Wounded Warrior Project.
We're passionate about bringing you the truth about DOGE and everything that's going on in the crazy world of politics.
And we rely on your donations to keep the lights on and the mics hot. So if you like what you hear, if you believe in what we're doing, please consider donating. Every dollar counts.
You can find the donation link on our website.
And keep those emails and tweets coming. We love hearing from you.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
And until next time, stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay tuned for more deep dives into the swamp.